This shir on Asher Yatzar has been given as a schus for Shalema for Yehoshua Ari ben Sara.
Who's that?
Oh, a close relative of mine. In the past, we're learning through Asher Yatzar in the way of understanding, really based on a nevuah from Yecheskel, based on a Gemara in Baba Basra and Dafayim Hey, and that is that the focus of Asher Yatzar is we focus on the Nekavim, Chalulim, that's the subject of the Bracha. And the point of this is, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them is in order that we should be makir, our shiflos, our chesaron, and our lacking, that we're bas v'dam. And that helps us harness the gaiva, and that ultimately could lead us to come to HaKaras HaTov and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the guf that He gave us. And last time we learned that there's really an introduction to this topic in the bracha, and that is we start off by saying Asher Yatzar Asa'adon b'chokhma, that He created man with chokhma, and we were explaining the bracha based on the way some of Farshim learned, the Marsha and others, that it means that He created man with chokhma, that He gave chokhma to man. So the question was, what exactly? Why is that? What does that have to do with the bracha of Nekavim? So we explained from the Palotzker Magid. The Palotzker Magid explains that the reason that we were given the Chachma is Hashem gave us Chachma over the Baal HaChaim is in order for us to use the Chachma to realize our shiflas. So that's the Hakdama. That's the Hakdama of Asher Yatzar. Asher Yatzar Asadam Chachma. He gave us Chachma in order to be makar our shiflas, and that leads to Nekavim Nekavim. And we said, Ma'isar Adam and Abahema Oyin, that's the Adifus. What we have over Behema is Oyin, that we realize that we're Oyin. I would like, Be'ez Hashem, tonight to delve into this a little bit more. And that is that this pasuk that everything is based on is a pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk says, Meleches tu pecho unukovecha bach. And the Gemara in Baba Basra says, Darshan's this pasuk, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about Chiram Melech Tzur. Chiram was the Melech Tzur. He had everything so good. He had long life and everything that he ultimately came to think that he was a god. And Hashem says about Chiram Melech Tzur, a person like you, b'chonis takalti, and a person like you, I considered, b'rasi nekavim ba'adam, I created nekavim. Nekavim are there to harness our gaiva. So that's this pasuk. It's in Yecheskel Perek, Chav Ches, pasuk Yud Gimel. V'lechas tu pecho nekavecha bach. But I would like to read with the Olam for a moment, the psukim prior to this. There's an introduction to these words. And that is as follows. No, the Nevuah, Yecheskel has a Nevuah. Vayhi dvar Hashem elai leimar. Yecheskel says, I have a Nevuah. Ben Adam, man. So kina. We're going to have a kina now. Al Melech Tzur. V'amartaloi. And say to him or say about him. Koya mar Hashem aleikim. Listen to these words. Ata, you, Chiram. Choysim tochnes. You are the way the Mitzudis explains, choysim is Lashon of Tzura. Your Atzura, which is Tachnis, is a Lashon of Muchan and Masukan. You have everything there for you. Everything is there for you. You have everything perfect. And the Pasuk explains, and if you analyze the Pasuk says three things that Melech Tzur has, Chiram has. The first is, Malei Chachma. You're gifted with tons of wisdom. You're filled with wisdom. Chachma. The second thing you have, Uklil Yoifi. You're perfect. You're beautiful. You're a beautiful person. Klil Yoifi. And the third is that you have Be'eden Gan Elokim Ayisa. You're like in Gan Eden. You have all the stones. You have all the riches of the world. You have everything. All the riches. That's this introduction. Before HaKadosh Baruch, before the Nevuah says, Melechas tu pecha unkavecha bach, that you have the Nekavim, there's this introduction. You have everything. You have Molei Chachma, Klil Yoifi, and all the riches. So we're going to try to understand what exactly is the message of this. What's this introduction? And also, what are these three things? These three things. So these three things, perhaps we could explain, based on the Vilna Gaon in multiple places, talks about this idea that a person, he calls this Gimel Chelkei HaAdam. He talks about this in Shir HaShirim, in Al HaTaira. He says that there's three parts to a person. Gimel Chelkei Adam, and they're called Nefesh, Guf, and Kinyan. Nefesh is the most inner part of the person. It's the mind, it's the Seichel, it's the Neshama, the Nefesh of the person. That's the most inner part of the person. a little bit external, which is still part of the person, is guf, his body. It's part of another aspect, that part of the person. And a third part of the person is his assets, his kinyan. That's also part of the person. It's a chelek. It's one of the chalakim of a person. This is what the Vilna Gaon talks about in multiple places. It's interesting. This past Shabbos, when we remember the Sedra, I was just talking about an interesting thing. It says, Vayova Yaakov Sholem. After Yaakov encounters Esav, it says he came back Sholem, complete. Rashi brings from Chazal, Sholem Begufay. He wasn't harmed. Sholem B'mamoinai. He still had his assets, right? And Sholem B'tayrasai. He was still Sholem in his Torah. He didn't forget his Torah. Could be these three things are the three, correspond to the three chalakim of a person. Sholem b'teirasei, the nefesh of Yaakov Avinu is his Torah, right? This is his mind, this is chachma, tita nemes l'Yaakov, sholem b'teirasei. His guf, sholem b'gufai, his guf wasn't harmed. And his memoinai is his kinyan, that's also the three things of the person. This just could be perhaps this idea. There's three parts of a person. Could be that's what HaKadosh, these three things correspond in the Pasuk in Yecheskel correspond to Nefesh, Guf, and Kinyan. The first is Malei Chachma. You, Melech Tzur, in the aspect of Nefesh, you're filled with Chachma. Malei Chachma. Two is Guf, Klil Yaifi. You're a beautiful person, Klil Yaifi. And the third is that you have all the riches, that corresponds to Kinyan. So there's Nefesh, Guf, Kinyan. All areas, all aspects of a person, You're complete. Malei chachma. That's nefesh. Klil yaifi. Guf. And you have all the riches of the world. That's kinyan. These are the three things. But what exactly are these? What is this introduction? You have all these three things. What's the idea? So the truth is that the Vilna Gaon actually in Iyov, in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, he talks about this idea. He says this. Gimel Chelke Ha'adam Nefesh Guf Kinyan, and he in fact explains with this the pasuk in Yirmiyah Perek Tes Pasuk Chaf Beis, famous pasuk Koyam Hashem Al Yisalel Adam B'Chachmasei. A person shouldn't pride themselves, laud themselves with their good evening. Person shouldn't laud themselves with their chachma. Ve'Al Yisalel Hagibar b'gvurasei, and a person should laud himself with his gvura, with his strength. Al yishalel asher b'asher, and a person should laud himself with his asher, with his wealth. He says these three things correspond to these three aspects of a person. The first is al yishal chacham b'chachmasei. A person has nefesh. If he has chachma, he has a high level in his chachma. Al yishal, don't laud yourself. Don't take pride in it. Al Yisal Gibar, that's guf. A person is, his body is strong. That corresponds to the second aspect of a person. Gibar. Al Yisal Gibar Bugurasai. And Al Yisal Asher Bashri, that's corresponds to Kinyan. These are the three parts of a person. Nefesh, guf, and Kinyan. So we see from here that a person, when we're faced with different milas that we have, and they could be in three areas, in our nefesh, in our guf, or in our kinyan, these three aspects of a person, there potentially could cause a person to take pride and to have gaiva. And that we need to say, al yisal adam chachmasa, al yisal, right? So these three things, when a person has milas, whether it's in any of these three areas, that could cause a person gaiva. That's what we, right? And that's the way gaiva works. A person has something, whether it's a mila in his nefesh or in his guf, in his kinyan, that could lead him to gaiva. But it's a very interesting thing. Because if you look in the Masilas Yesharim, Perek Chaf Beis, he talks about this, how these three, he alludes to this actually, that these three things could bring a person to gaiva. He doesn't speak it as, but he alludes to these three things. But then he goes on, later on in the Perek, he really explains that really, on the other hand, the more a person could receives, a person, the more milas a person has, that really could be, the flip could happen. It could cause a person to have more hachna, the opposite of gaiva. Very interesting. A person attains something, a mila, a person has a mila, either it could cause him to have more gaiva, or it could do the opposite. Not only not gaiva, but it could do the opposite. And his mashal is, if a person feels not worthy, everything he gets, he just is embarrassed. He has more achna. His mashal is, the poor person that gets a present, he knows he's not worthy, and it causes him more busha. So it's an interesting thing. The things that we have in life, we have a milus. We're gifted with something, whether it's in nefesh, or whether it's guf, or whether it's in kinyan, whatever area it could be. We're in this balance. Is it going to cause us to take pride? Are we going to get, you know, full with ourselves? Are we going to be proud of it? Are we going to, in a way that it's going to cause gaiva? Or it's going to do the opposite? It's going to cause more achna, because we think that we're not worthy. That's the question. And the truth is, from these three things, nefesh, guf, kinyan, chachma, gvura, and oisher, and Mesillas Yesharim says an interesting thing. He says, from the three, what's the thing that causes the most gaiva? Very interesting. From the three. So he says, look, Hine ha-chochma, hi ha-mavio yoyser esa odom lide hesnasis v'gaiva. Chochma brings, specifically chochma brings a person with more gaiva. He explains why. Lefishikvar hi mailo sheba odom atzmai. It's a mailo in the person himself. B'chelek ha-nichbot shaloi, in the noble part of the person. I once saw the Reb Chaim Friedlander in one of his sarim, Sifsei Chaim, he's medayik in this Mesillas Yesharim, that the Mesillas Yesharim is saying two specific reasons. Two separate reasons why it causes gaiva. One is that the chachma, the person's mind, is the person himself. It's me. It's the most inner part of the person. It's the person himself. So he feels like it's him. It's not coming, it's, you know, like a person has something, but it's not the person himself. But chachma, a person's mind, that's the person himself. That's ma'ilo sheba adam atzmai. That's one reason. And then b'chelek hanichbod shaloi. Chachma is what defines us, what makes us unique, what makes us special over everything else in the world is that we have chachma, right? Like we said from last week, that we have chachma and the ba'alichayim don't have chachma. That in itself is something that we take pride in, because that's our shtolz. That's what makes us unique. So that in itself is another reason. That's what he explains. But either way, it's an interesting thing. You see from the Mesillas Yesharim, he says clearly that chachma, all the nefesh, guf, kinyan, chachma, oisher, gvura, bring could cause gaiva. But specifically from all the three, chachma is the leading thing that brings a person to gaiva. Very interesting, Mesillas Yesharim. But if you think about it, it's very interesting. Because we spoke out last week that the chachma was given to us it was the tool to use to realize our anava, our shiflus. So on one hand, it's an interesting thing. Chachma is a thing that could be used to bring a person to gaiva. From all things, it could bring a person to gaiva. And the most, in the leading area, that's the thing that brings the most. And yet, it's the thing that was given to us to use as a tool to be makar, our shiflus. We said from the Palatzker Magad, right? Shiyatzer as adam b'chachma. Interesting thing. The chachma, on one hand, could cause us the leading thing that brings us to gaiva. On the other hand, it's the thing that is given to us that we could use it to bring us to anava. So the question is, we're in a balance. Is the chachma, what is going to make it that we're going to take our chachma and not... What's going to make it that... Here's the question. What is it that causes that a person takes the chachma and doesn't get carried away with himself and he uses it to be makar shiflus? That's the question. So if you look, it's fascinating. If you look carefully at this Mesillas Yesharim in this parak, he goes on to like a whole... He gives reasons logically why it makes no sense logically to have gaiva. And he goes on to say, let's say a person has a mila, whatever it is. Chachma, gvura, aisha. He says, it can't be. He says... Most times, a person has a maila, but there's so many other things that he's lacking. So you're going to be mizgah, you're going to be pride, there's so many things you're missing. And then he says, and even in the things that you have it to the fullest extent. And then he says, and this is his final remark, and this he ends with this, and this is where it hits rock bottom, where there's no room for gaiva. Even if a person has everything... He says, his words are, "Afilu lo yil b'chisar nachar." A person is not lacking. He has everything in the world. He's the smartest. He's the strongest. He's the everything. Then listen to this. The mere fact, hayoysai, basar v'dam yuladisha. The mere fact that he's a mortal human being, he's a basar v'dam. Dai loyza, that's enough. V'hoysar, and that's more than enough. L'pchisos agrius, that we're so shuffle. There's no room for gaiva. Anything that I could attain, anything that it is, whatever it is, it's a kindness from God. That he's just bestowing on me, even though I'm not worthy, because I'm so low, I'm a bus of a dumb. I'm a boss of Adam. And everyone, we're all boss of Adam. Al Kane, therefore, with that recognition that I'm a boss of Adam, anything we receive shouldn't cause us guy, but it should just bring us to more hachna. I'm a boss of Adam, so not worthy, and I have this, and Hashem, I've got this. That's the factor that makes it that we could go from taking the things that we have, and specifically Chachma, because Chachma is the leading thing that brings a person to Gaiva, says Mesil Sharm. That's what makes it, when we realize that we're boss of Adam, we're Shafel. That's what makes it that our Chachma, or anything we have, specifically the Chachma, it doesn't lead us to Gaiva, and it leads us to Adarabba, the other extreme. It brings us to Achna. Because we realize that we're not worthy. When I'm not worthy, we're like that poor man who's not worthy and he's receiving. So it comes out, very interesting thing. What comes out is this that Hashem made us a boss of Adam is what's given to us as a tool. It helps us not get carried, that specifically with our chachma, that to bring us the gaiva, but rather it helps us be makar our shiflas. And now we realize with it, we use our chachma to realize that we're not worthy. And everything we get, not only we don't have gaiva, we come to shiflas. Isn't that beautiful? I think that's the pshat in this hakdama. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the nevuah to Yecheskel is telling Chir Melech Tzur. Choysim tachnes, you're perfect. Malei chachma. In chachma, you're full of chachma. You have everything. In nefesh, guf, klil yoifi, beautiful. Oisher, right? Kinyan, you have all the riches of the world. You have everything. Okay, so now, so is this going to cause gaiva? Is this going to cause hachna? That's the connection. Then we say, meleches tu pechon kovecha bach. I gave you a reminder that you're a boss of Adam. What reminds us that we're boss of Adam? The Nekavim. That's what we've been speaking about. Melechas tupecha nekavecha boch. I gave you tupecha as chalulim, and nekavecha as nekavim. And the nekavim and the chalulim are the reminder. It's the alarm clock. It reminds us, oh, we're boss of Adam. We're boss of Adam. That's the point of the, that's why Hashem created the nekavim and the chalulim. So Hashem starts off the nevuah by saying, you have all these things. So is it going to lead a person, is it going to lead him to gaiva or to achna? Well, the thing that helps a person is when he realizes that he's a boss of Adam, oh, he's not worthy. So it's going to cause him to have achna. So that's the hemshech of the psukim. It's beautiful. That's the reminder, that's the alarm clock that we're a boss of Adam. So that's what makes it that now we don't have the gaiva. And now we could come to a better understanding in Asher Yotzar. Asher Yotzar es ha'odom b'chachma. Hashem gave us chachma. Now chachma, we're in that shikul, we're in that balance, we're in that tug of war. Are we going to take our chachma and use it to give us hachna and to realize that everything is from Hashem, or we're going to take it and we're chas v'shalom, we're going to be mezgah, we're going to take pride in ourselves with our chachma. Uvaravay nekavim nekavim. So that's the connection. Hashem created us, nekavim, nekavim. Oh, now that's the reminder that we're a boss of Adam. Says Mesil Zisharm, when we realize that we're a boss of Adam, then that's where we hit rock bottom. No matter how great we could be, but when we realize we're a boss of Adam, then there's no room for gaiva. Then we realize that everything is a chesed Hashem, and that brings us to achna. So that's the connection. Asher yotzar es ha'adam chachma uvaravay nekavim nekavim.
Is that
Hashem's chachma? That's two pshatim. We're going now with the Mahalach that there's two ways in the Mefarshim. Many Rishonim explain like the way you said it, but with the Marsha and others explain it that it's going on the Chochma that was given to man. Two separate ways of saying it, two different Mahalachim. We're now going with the Mahalach that it means that the Chochma that was given to man. Hashem created man with Chochma.
So Nekavim is, everyone says, is about us, not about Hashem.
What? No, Avaravai Nekavim Nekavim, and Hashem created us with Nekavim Nekavim.
Maybe Nekavim Nekavim, he is Nekavim.
No, 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 no.
It's a little clue to like Hashem.
No, there's no. Hashem is enoy guf. That could be a better understanding in the hemshech and the bracha. But I think that just perhaps is an interesting thing. The Magen Avraham and Siman Vav, when the Mechaber talks about Ashayatzar and Sefkatan Beis and Ois Beis, the Magen Avraham brings down from the Kisvei Arizal, very interesting thing. It's a discussion how many words are in the bracha of Ashayatzar. And he brings down from the Arizal says that there's Mem Hei Tevois. And the Arizal says, Yesh Bo Mem Hei Tevois Kimispar Adam. Like the gematria of the word Adam. Adam is gematria Memhe. This is what's brought down. So Arizal, who knows what exactly is going on over here, but just perhaps on our level, we could just give a little bit of a flavor. This that Adam is gematria Memhe could be, is this idea. Memhe is Mo. Mo means what? That's Mechayenu, Mechazenu. What are we? The essence of Adam is that we're supposed to realize what are we? That we're shuffle. And that's specifically the brach of Asher Yatzar. Asher Yatzar is bringing home this idea that Adam, we're shuffle, because that's what we need to realize, we need to realize our shiflus, and that's the bracha of Asher Yatzar as a Adam. To realize that Adam is ma, what are we? Just perhaps just a thing. But I think we could take this to another level and get a tremendous chizuk. And that is like this. Take it to another level. There's a fascinating, very very cryptic Avudram. Avudram is from the Rishonim. Listen to the Avudram. The Avudram is discussing the bracha of Asher Yatzar in Berachas HaShachar. And he goes through the bracha. He's saying the bracha, Goloi v'yodua lefnei kisei kevoidecha. So he's bothered. Why don't you say, like most places, Goloi v'yodua lefonecha? It's Goli Vidua in front of you. What's a Kisei Kavidecha? V'layomar lefanecha. It doesn't say lefanecha k'moy shirua g'loymar b'sharmukayim. It's most places you say Goli Vidua lefanecha. Why are we saying Goli Vidua lefnei Kisei Kavidecha? What's this idea lefnei Kisei? Listen to that one, Ram. Very cryptic. Lefi shehu roimiz, the word Kisei Kavidecha hints ki mokoyim Hanefashos, the makom of the nefashos, the neshama of Ka'av of Yid, who lifnei kisei kvoidei. We know that the neshama of a Yid is from a very, very high place. It's from Chatzuba mitachas kisei akavod. The neshama of a Yid comes from the highest place, from the kisei akavod. That's where the neshama of Yisrael comes. That's where the neshama comes from. So when we say Goli v'yadua, we don't say Goli v'yadua l'fanecha. We say Golaviyadu lefnei kisei kevedecha, because that hints to this that the neshama of a yid comes from kisei kavod. What in the world does this have to do with Asher Yatzar? What's going on here? Right? So I'd like to share with the Elam a beautiful piece from Ar Gedaliah, Gedaliah Shor. Gedaliah Shor in Parshas Bereishis, he says like this. He brings down a very interesting medrash. The medrash says like this. I'm going to read to you the words of the Medrash. He brings down, he quotes. The Medrash is contrasting between Malachim and people. Listen to this. Malachim nafshom v'gufam meshamayim. A Malach, says the Medrash, their nefesh and their guf are from Shemayim. Ubnei Adam, but man, gufam me'aretz, their guf is from Oretz. V'nafshom mishamayim. But their nefesh is from Shemayim. This is the Medrash. A malach, his nefesh and his guf is from Shemayim. An Adam, his nefesh, his guf is from Oretz. His nefesh is from Shemayim. What's the obvious question of this Medrash? A malach doesn't have a guf. What does it mean? Nafshom v'gufa mishamayim. A malach doesn't have a guf. What does this mean?
When it comes to this world.
So listen to the way Rigdali Shor explains it. Very, very interesting. He says like this. First he says, anything that's a creation has an aspect of Hester, of Helam. That means that Hashem created the world what the idea of creation is tzimtzum, that Hashem is being mitzamtzim his kavod. Right? The idea of creation, that's the essence of what Bria is. Bria is that Hashem is making something, is creating something that's tzimtzum, that's his lashon is. Ki kol Bria, anything that's created, yeshlo eiza hester v'helem. Anything that's creation has some aspect or part of it that's hester, that hides. Gili kveit shmei. And he says, because if not, then it wouldn't exist. The existence of creation is that it has a hester. What makes it exist is that it has hester, that it has a tzimtzum. Says Rabbi Gedalia Yeshur, that's what Chazal mean. Malachim, gufam, meishamayim. What does gufa mean? They don't have a physical body. Gufa means, listen to this, listen carefully. Gufa means the part of them that hides, that's mitzamtzim, their hester, if they're a creation, so they have part of them, an aspect of a malach hides, has helem, has hester. That's gufam, that's coined gufam. Gufam is the part of the aspect, the part of the malach that is master, right? The part of the malach, the aspect of the malach that's master is meishamayim, is really more spiritual. Right? He's a spiritual being. Right? Ben Adam, a person, gufam. What does it mean, gufam? The part of a person that hides the existence, the hides, that's the hester, the hester of a person, min ha'aretz, is from here. That means ha hester hu godol ad lima'oid. It's very great. Our hester, the part of us that's master, that's mitzamtzim, kvoy de yizbarach, is far greater. We're physical. Min ha'aretz. We're physical. That's more mitzamtzim. That's more of a tzimtzum because we're physical beings. A malach, even his hester, is more spiritual. Right? That's what Chazal mean. But then he goes on to say something amazing. If we know, if you're listening when we read the Medrash doesn't just contrast our guf and their guf. It also speaks out our nefesh and their nefesh. Their nefesh is from Shemaim. Our nefesh is from... What does that come in? Says Rabbi Gedalia Yeshur an amazing thing, and I want to read to you what he says. He says like this. Le'idach kisa, on the other side of the coin. Since man has a physical body, that's master, that hides so much. Kiven she is hester gadol kalkach. Since we have such a strong level of hester, the side of us that is the or, meaning every existence has hester and has or, has a part that reveals Shemaim. You need both. Ha'or, ha'munach b'toicha hester, hu gadol b'yoser. He says that the our nefesh, the nefesh corresponds to the part of us that's the light that brings out gili kvodei, which is our neshama. The neshama is what brings out our neshama, our or, is greater than a malach. Listen to this, it's very important. Our nefesh is a higher place from Shemaim. Why? In order that the or should have an existence and not become bottle in the darkness of the strong hester, it needs to come from a higher place. Our neshama, because we have more hester, we're more gashmiistic, we're more low, our part of us that hides is more physical. The or in us, the part of us that brings out kvodei yizbarach, the or, the neshama, it needs to be from a higher place. Because if it wouldn't be, then it would become bottle in the strong level of hester. In order that the RR has an existence, b'toicha hester, in the hester, v'lo yizbatel, and it shouldn't become batel, tzarech sheyavoy mimkor yoyser gevoya, it needs to come, our neshama needs to come from a higher place than a malach. The Sforim say that our neshama comes from a higher place than a malach, from the Kitzei HaKavod. Ulachain, therefore, hanefesh al adam hu lemaila min nefashas hamalachim. That's why the neshama of a person comes from a higher place in Shemayim. It comes from the Kisei HaKavod, higher than the Malachim. Why? Kivan shetzarech l'slabish beguf min aretz. Since it's from aretz, since our guf, the part of us that hides Kvod Yisbarach, our guf, is from aretz, that's exactly why our neshama needs to be from a higher place in Shemayim. So that's what the Medrash is contrasting. It's beautiful. Malachim nafsham v'gufa mishamayim. They're guf. The part of them that's master is from Shemayim. So their nefesh is from a one place in Shemayim. Not as high as us. Ben Adam, gufa me'aretz. Since our guf is from aretz, so nafsham mishamayim means that our nefesh needs to be from a higher place. Because our guf is so low, our hester, so to say, is from a low place. That's exactly why we need to have a neshama from such a high place in Shemayim. We need to have a neshama from Kisei HaKavod. Amazing idea.
That's why we say it's name.
Oh, it's beautiful. That's Pshat and Avodram, perhaps. When we're focusing on the shiflus Adam, we're being makir that we're a guf. And not only that, our guf is such a low. It's brought down in the Sfarim, I believe. Bagdali Shor earlier in this piece alludes to this. That the guf ha'adam is lower. I don't know where you see this, but it's he says, ha'guf shaloi hu mugushim, a person's guf is more mugushim, is more physical, is more mugashim, is it? Oid yaiser mi kol hanavram, more than any other creation. More than animals. Very interesting thing. Our guf is so low. That's so gashmistic and pochus and such a so much tzimtzum. Nekovim. All that. That's exactly why we have. That's exactly why we have such a high level neshama. That's the two things are interconnected. That one bedaikos over here when we're talking about shayatzas ad mechachma in this bracha where we're focusing on our low level of gashmias, our physical side. That's exactly where we allude, we hint where meroim is kisei kavodecha, because that's what causes this that we have an neshama from kisei kavod. And could be this gives us an understanding, and when we're makar our shiflus. This idea, we've spoken in the past, I believe, from the Shirma Vadayin Elam, from the Nefesh HaChaim, that's really, Ein Oid Melvadoi, is to the realization that there's really nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein Oid Melvadoi. And that's, we are given that, Atar Reis Ladas, we are given that ability to come, there's a very high Madrega, but with that, to that recognize, that Ein Oid Melvadoi, it's not just that we're makar our shiflus, oh, we're so low. It's much deeper than that. When we're makar our shiflus, we're realizing that there's really nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an neshama from Kisei HaKavod, from the Eilat, that's Atzilus, that's from such a high place. That gives us that realization that we could, that help, we're able to come to that Hakara, that Ein Oid Melvadoi. And he says that that's the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, V'nachnu moh. Avraham Avinu said, offer wafer, something. V'nachnu moh. Moh is what? That is really nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Adam. Adam is given that ability. We're given that ability, Atar Reis Ladas, to come to the realization of V'nachnu moh. Really? It comes to, we could reach that level of realizing that, what are we? We're nothing. It's not like a negative thing, like, oh, we're nothing, we're so low. No, it's really realizing that there's nothing but Hashem. Ein oid milvadei. There's nothing but Hashem. We're nothing, meaning there's really nothing but Hashem. It's ein oid milvadei. That's really what the ultimate goal of nachnu mo. And that's, right, Adam, we said from the, it's interesting, I just before the shir, I didn't have enough time to research this. I don't know if this is, you could say this, but I saw, if I put it in the bottom of Shar Kavanas, it brings from the Pri Eitz Chaim, Chaim Vital. He says, this bracha has 40 memhei ma teves kaminyan adam shu chachma. That's chachma. He says chachma is the oisir is koyach ma. I don't know. I didn't have time to just know this is ein lano isik v'nistaris. But it could be on our level. We could understand. That's what it's all about. We have neshama. We have chachma. What's the idea of Chochmah? The idea of Chochmah is the koyach of realizing that mo, v'nachnu mo, that ein oid melvadei, there's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're given that chachma, but it starts with this, that we have shiflus, and we realize that we're nothing. But that leads us to realize, wait, if we're so shuffle, we have a neshama from Kisei HaKavod. Kisei HaKavod, that neshama helps us come to that matrega of anachnu ma, the koyach ma. That's the chachma that we're given. That just could be another deeper understanding, the idea of Ashiyotza Asadim B'chachma. And just an interesting thing, Reb Shamshon Fal Hirsch writes that the word ma is an interesting word. Adam is, we're saying, is ma. The word ma could also be ma. Ma means how great. Ma rabu masach Hashem. Right? Ma toivo elecha Yaakov. How great. Ma means what? Nothing. And the same words, ma, if it's, you read it ma is how great. These two, that's the essence of Adam. Adam on one hand is ma. We have such shiflus. We're Adam, we're from Adama, we're from the lowest, most base chelik of existence, daimim, we're Ofram and Adama. We're a boss of Adam, we're Yulidish of Anachnu Ma, what are we? But that's exactly our greatness. That we could realize that Anachnu Ma, and that's Ma, how great are we? Anachnu Ma, how great we are. So that Adam is Ma, because Ma has the two sides of the coin. We're Ma and yet at the same time Ma. Just to end off, the Yom Tov of Chanukah is coming up next week. And really, think about it. Yavan, right? Chazal tell us, Choshech zu Yavan. They were a tremendous Choshech. They brought such a darkness, a Hester, a Helem, a Choshech to the world. The Chashmeinom, what they did was, they said, if there's such Choshech here, that's a simon, that's a sign that there must be Ar. Like Rabbi Gedalia Shor is telling us, that if there's Hester in the world, if there's darkness, that exactly is a reason why there must be a very high level of R. Because they have to go together. The stronger the Choshech, the stronger the R. And that was the Netzachon of the Chashmonam. They were just tapping into the R that was there because of the Choshech. That's exactly what's a sign that there's tremendous R. And that's just something to keep in mind. You know, in the world we live in, Bizmaneinu, the world we live in, there's so much choshech, there's so much confusion. People are so, there's so much temptations, and you know, sometimes we think about like what the world is, where it's going. There's so much choshech. Like we could just throw our hands up and say, what's going to be, you know, with the next generation? I think our approach should be, wait a second, if there's so much choshech, that's a sign that there's R here in this generation that's from such a high place. There must be so much R. It shouldn't give us a feeling of despair when we see the what's going on in our world. It should be for us a chizuk and say, oh, there must, as much R that choshech that there is, that's a sign that there's so much R. Let's chaperayin and find that R, that the Torah that's going on in the world, the chesed, everything that's going on, it's zelu mazeh. Because there's so much choshech, that's a sign that there must be so much R. They have to go together. Yashakach.